We are in Simin Tofresh Sadik Hey. We're up to Sif Gimel, and we'll be finishing the Simin. That means we'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Omer Al Hanisim Bebirkas Hamazon Bebirkas Haaretz. In benching, you say Al Hanisim in the Brach of Nodelacha. Now, this is the first halacha. You're supposed to say it, but the halacha is that it's not ma'akev. The truth is the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. There's a deya that if you left out Al Hanisim, you really have to bench over again. We do not paskin that way because it's Safik Brachas. That would only be if this is the only meal you ate on the day of Purim itself. So if someone had breakfast and said Al Hanisim and then forgot it at the Purim Suda, he would certainly not have to say benching over again. Mishnah Berurah does bring up that if you forget Al Hanisim, you say Harachamonu Yasel Lanu Nisim Kashos Lavasena Bayam Zman Hazeh Nisim Niflaos, and then you go on to be Mei Mordechai VeEsther. Further, the Rama says, "V'mhischil sudaso bayom u'mashchad halayla." If the suda began by day and ended by night, so it's not Purim anymore. Omer al hanisim, you still say al hanisim. The baser tchilas suda azlinon. The first shita holds that benching depends on the benching, whether it's a Shabbos or Yontif benching, will get the haskara of the main hamora, whether it's al hanisim yalaviyavo, it will get that. In accordance with the beginning of the Suda. So if you began the Suda by day, the day was Purim, you say Alanisim. V'yeshmi she'omer she'en lo'omro. The other shita goes that you go by the time of benching, since it's no longer Purim, you wouldn't say Alanisim. Says the Rama, v'no'ogim kesvara rishona, the minig is like the first svara, we do say Alhanisim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings up the exceptional case, which is where Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. Someone's Suda ran into Shabbos, he'll have to make Kiddush, and now, or he didn't eat at night, he's benching, right now it's night, what does he do? So he says, there you can't say Ritzei and Al Hanisim because it's a Tarti Desasri, there we would just say Ritzei. In that case, we would go by the later one, we would not say the Al Hanisim, the earlier one. Now also, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a Machlokis, if you daven Mariv, if you can still say Al Hanisim. He therefore says that one should not daven Mariv on the night after Purim until he benches. So what if you're in the middle of the Suda and it's time to daven Mariv? He says, bench, go daven Mariv, and then you come back and eat some more. If you're holding Purim on your Dalit, it's at least Shushan Purim, where there's a mitzvah laharbas pasuda, so you can eat again then. But you should not go and daven Mariv in the middle of your Purim Suda, because then you're really left with the suffix of whether or not to say Al Hanisim. Now, in the case of the Mechaber and the Ramah, which is you started by day and finished it by night, there the Mishnah Berurah says no one would tell you that if you forgot it, you would have to say it over again. Even though we had a machlokus with regard to someone who forgets Al Hanisim, that's only if lechaladeyas he has to say it altogether. But if it's a machlokus, if you have to say it, so no one would say that you'd have to bench over again anyhow. Siv Dalet Chayev Lishloach Lachavero Shtei Monos Bosor O Shalmine Ochlin. There's a chiyuv to send to one friend two monos, this is mishloach manos, of meat or other foods. Shenemer mishloach manos ish lo reyehu. Shtei matanos, the pasuk says monos, that's two matanos, but it's lo reyehu to one person, ish echad. V'chol amar b'lishloach lo reyehim mishubach. And the more you send, the better. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings down here the chuvis bin yinsiyin, who has a suffix that perhaps it has to be mishloach manis, it has to be sent al yedei shliach. It means even though we generally say it's mitzvah bo yosu and bishlucho, you're better off doing something yourself, the binyan sin is unclear of whether or not you're yotz even b'dieved if you didn't send it by way of a shliach. It's more mechubed that way. How many do you have to send? Matonos levyonim. By matonos levyonim, it was two matonos to two evyonim. By mishloach monos ishlorei, it was two matonos to one person. So the halacha is that when it comes to aniyim, the simcha is giving to a lot of aniyim. When it comes to matonos to mishloach monos, it's that you're sending two different kinds of matonos, even though it's only to one person. It's got to be food. It cannot be clothing, but it can be drink. Kashtiya bechlal achila. You can have one piece of food and one container of drink. Now, there's a machlokis if it has to be cooked. Or if even if it's not cooked, if it's good, the machlokas is, of course, if you send someone meat, you send someone a whole animal, that's not mishloach manas. It's got to be at least after shechita. The question is, if it's missing cooking, do we say that that is not yet a matana, a mona that is roi l'achila? The mechaber goes on and says, v'im ein lo, what if you have nothing to send? Machlif im chavero. You trade your suda with somebody else. Nishtabur says, you can even give your suda to someone else, and then you're invited to eat at his house. So you're ending up eating of his, but you gave it to him. Now, what is it that you have to give? So in Matonas Levyonim, the Mishtabur had brought down the Ritva that even a pruta is good. Here, in Mishloach Manis, he says that it's all relative. If you're sending to a more prominent person, you can't send him something small. That would not be enough of a mechubid kind of gift to be considered Mishloach Manis. The Bir Alacha brings the Turei Even. What happens if you're sending to an Ani? Could you be Mekayim Mishloach Manis Matanas Levyonim with the same thing? So if you're sending him three things, it's clear that two could be for Mishloach Manas and one could be Matanas Levyonim. But if you're just sending him two things and then you give only to another Ani, is another Evyon, is that enough? So that he brings down as a Suffolk. In the cities where they have a Suffolk, which day to lay in the Megillah? If they're B'nai Yudal or a Tesvav, which day do they send Mishloach Manas? The pre-chadash shita is that they should give Mishloach Manas on Yom Yudalid. The pre-magadim is Mefakpek, and that it's still a suffik, and there's no reason why they should send on Yudalid and not Tezvav. Further in the Ramah, Vim Shaleach Manas Lachav. Yes, first of all, V'yesh L'shloach Manas by Yom V'lo B'layla. The mitzvah Mishloach Manas is by day, not by night. If you're already going to be Mekayimid by day, then you can also send some more by night. What if the person refuses to accept them or says, I'm mochel? Yotza, you are yotze. V'isha chayeves matonas levyonim. Now, by the way, there's a pre-chadish the Mishtabur brings down who says that if he's mochel, you're not yotze. You actually have to give it to him. Now, v'isha chayeves matonas levyonim u'mishloach manas ki ish. A woman is also chayev. The Mishtabur brings that some are knowing that she's Yotza with her husband sending, that he sends on her behalf. L'chatchila, she should really send herself to her friends. V'isha tishlach li'isha, v'ish li'ish. A woman should send to a man, avalo behefach, and not the opposite. Shlo yovo ish l'shtoach l'almana, because then, if men will send to women and women to men, a man may end up at some point sending to an almana. He'll send to a widow. V'yovo l'dei safik kedushin. We're afraid that it'll come the day Safik Kedushin. What's the Safik Kedushin? If he sends her a gift, we're afraid that that gift is Sivlonos, which are gifts that are sent after Kedushin, in which case there is a chshad that maybe he was Makadesh her secretly. Says the Ramah now, Aval Matonis Levyonim Ein Lochush, but you don't have to worry about it with Matonis Levyonim because that's Derech Tztoka. Derech Tztoka is not considered Sivlonos, so that there is nothing to worry about.